Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO and WWNO.org. Just in time for some great music tonight from the likes of guitarist John Scofield, the New Orleans Nightcrawlers featuring Henry Butler, wonderful music from Mose John Allison Jr. from Tippo, Mississippi. And our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week this week is great New Orleans composer, guitarist, and jazz educator Steve Mazakowski, who started on clarinet as a youngster, took a few piano lessons, and then tried guitar.
When I was around 9 years old or so, I owned a guitar, took some guitar lessons, and I remember after about a year of guitar lessons, the teacher told my father, she says, he's wasting my time and your money.
That did not prove to be the case a couple of years later when Steve Mazakowski came back to guitar, basically taught himself guitar, bass, and went on then to study with Hank Mackey. More with Steve Mazakowski and our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation coming up here in just about 45 minutes. Kicking things off musically tonight here on Jazz New Orleans, New Orleans pianist, arranger, and fine composer Lawrence Seaberth, officially on the CD cover from his fine new Orleans CD with Hoagy Carmichael's Up a Lazy River. Larry Seaberth from his terrific solo piano CD, New Orleans, Hoagy Carmichael's Up a Lazy River, on Jazz New Orleans at 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Every Friday night from 8 till 10, 2 hours of the best jazz of the last 70 years, with a strong accent on New Orleans and a Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week, featuring this week, Steve Mazakowski. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to generous support from anonymous New Orleans music lovers and from the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. Right now, it's a wonderful trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, who will be coming to New Orleans for the Satchmo Summerfest in early August this year. Checking in now with the title tune from Hello Pops.
Hello, Pops, how you doing? You mean the world to me. Hello, Pops, what's brewing? You live life so fancy free. You stopped wars with your music. You made friends of your enemies. If I did that for 10 million, it wouldn't amount to what you did for me. So hello, Pops, what's cooking? Probably a pot of some of those red beans and rice. Hello, Pops, how's it looking? You made living down here quite nice. If I did that for 10 billion, it wouldn't amount to what you did for me. Hello, 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 Pops. If I could do it for 10 trillion, it wouldn't amount to what he did for me. So hello, Pops, what's a cooking? Give me some of those red beans and rice. Hello, Pops, how's it looking? You see, life down here is quite nice. If I could do it for 10 quadrillion, it wouldn't amount to what you did for me. Hello, 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 Pops. Hello, Pops.
Thank you.
Multi-instrumentalist Bob Stewart, best known as a tuba virtuoso and featured on Tuba There, from the First Line Band's Going Home CD, Sube Las Alturas, and Dr. Michael White off his Adventures in New Orleans Jazz Part 2, with the great old march that has been a staple of New Orleans jazz for a long time now, Panama. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Got Diane Reeves with Wynton Marsalis coming up for you a little bit later. Also, Karen Allison to sing. Moe's John Allison Jr. is just around the corner here as well. And Ellis Marsalis featured tonight. In our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation segment, it's Steve Mazikowski, great New Orleans guitarist and composer, longtime member of Astral Project and now head of the UNO Jazz Studies program, will be featured, and that's coming up in just right about 20 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Every Friday night from 8 till 10, 2 hours of the best jazz of the last 70 years. Here's Moe's Allison from his Jim Cracks and Gewgaws CD, and what you might reasonably ask are Jim Cracks and Gewgaws? Think about the goods that are thrown from Mardi Gras floats. They can be highly prized and much sought after, but the intrinsic worth is usually not so much. In other words, what my grandmother would have called a trifle. Jim Cracks and Gewgaws is the CD, and this is Moe's Allison with the title tune, Jim Cracks and Gewgaws on Jazz New Orleans.
Time to think. You went and gave me time to think. You went and gave me time to think. Now we're living on the brink. We got to play it by the book. We got to play it by the book. We got to play it by the book. If you want to eat, you got to cook. Floor, got to go and get some more. I guess I died and went to heaven. I thought I died and went to heaven. I thought I died and went to heaven. Got a wake up call at 7. think I'm gonna need a double. I think I'm gonna need a double, go out and make some trouble. The best is supposed to come in first. The best is supposed to come in first. The best is supposed to come in first, at the mercy of the worst.
New Orleans Nightcrawlers of Funknicity, featuring great pianist Henry Butler and a tune dedicated to Henry, Heavy Henry, and guitarist John Schofield, whose mother is from New Orleans. He spent a lot of time here in the Crescent City, recorded here fairly often. That featured New Orleans drummer Idris Muhammad, Peculiar, from John Schofield. Jazz New Orleans at 89.9 WWNO, with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week feature up next. Tonight, spotlighting great New Orleans guitarist, composer, and jazz educator, Steve Mazikowski. Steve Mazikowski grew up in the late 50s and early 60s in the last house on Magazine Street.
It was very hot in New Orleans. There was no air conditioning at that time, and people were required to leave their windows open. My mother used to go outside. This is one of the things that she would do to cool a house down. She would go outside and water the screens. And we had a big window fan, and the window fan would sort of blow in. And so that was the poor man's air conditioning, you know. So anyway, as a result of having the windows open all the time, I heard a lot of stuff that was going on the street. And one of the most important things, I think, for me musically was two houses down from me was Paul Crawford's band. Paul Crawford lived there, and his jazz band would rehearse there. And when I was a little kid, I'd go outside and listen to him, and I had a little kazoo trumpet that I'd, you know, sit on my front porch and pretend that I was playing along with him and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of things going on at that time in New Orleans. Of course, going to parades and hearing parade music, and just, you know, New Orleans has always been a very, very musically active city. So I heard music from a lot of different angles and in lots of different ways,
including his mother singing around the house.
She would sing a lot, you know, cleaning the house or doing work around the house. She actually, early in her career, she wasn't a professional singer, but she would go on radio talent shows sometimes. There was actually a radio program that was hosted by Johnny Vodakovich's uncle, Pinky Vodakovich, and she would go on there and sing. So, you know, my first music I ever heard was my mother singing, really.
Has she had any musical training? Or
I don't think so. No, not really. But, you know, it's just people in New Orleans that would just sing and dance, you know. It seemed like everybody on her side of the family just liked to sing and dance and party and whatever.
A hand-me-down clarinet was Steve Mazikowski's first instrument. He took that up in the second grade. Then the next year, started piano lessons.
You know, I never asked my mother, my father's no longer living, but I never asked my mother if she ever thought I had musical talent, because it seemed like they were very, encouraging in terms of like trying to get private lessons and stuff like that. Like I would take the Magazine Street bus all the way down to Worldline's Music, and my first lessons were on piano, and I used to, you know, go there for some private lessons, and then, but I didn't really take, I don't think I took any of it really seriously, you know. And when I was around 9 years old or so, I owned a guitar, took some guitar lessons, and I remember after about a year of guitar lessons, the teacher told my father, she says, he's wasting my time and your money. So that was about it for, you know, my music studies, you know. But I think the reason why I didn't really take to it is because I think that I was, at that time, when you studied formally with anyone, it was sort of a classical approach to learning music, and you know, I couldn't relate to like learning notes on the page and things like that, but I had good ears and I could pick up things, but that wasn't really the way people were taught. But coincidentally, that's usually the way jazz musicians learn how to play, by listening to the music and picking up things by ear. So I guess I was more of a jazz musician, not realizing it at that age.
Mazikowski's older sister Bonnie started bringing home jazz records. He remembers hearing Getz and Gilberto and Dave Brubeck. And even though the lessons had ended, he kept on fooling around with guitar.
I didn't really take the guitar seriously until I actually got into my teens and I started playing bass guitar in a band called Truth. And we were doing like music based on the band Cream. And then later, when I got a little older, maybe like around 16, 17 years old, I started to outgrow that. And I felt like I wanted to learn more about composing songs, and I thought in terms of composing songs, I really need to take lessons. And now this is where I'm getting more serious into music, and I discovered a teacher that really was one of the teachers that has taught most all the great guitar players that came out of New Orleans, Mr. Hank Mackey.
Hank Mackey got Mazikowski going in the right direction as a guitarist and on solid ground with music theory.
I wanted to learn chords, and you know, when I started picking up the guitar and trying to, you know, I invented a specific chord, and I said, man, this is my chord. Of course, I went to Hank Mackey and said, oh, that's a major 7-6-9 chord. Everybody knows that, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, okay. All right. And that's when I realized, man, you know, I can't do everything on my own, you know, reinventing the wheel. So I started studying with Hank, and Hank was a real great teacher, not only in terms of, stylistically, but also from a theoretical standpoint. He had a really good, clear understanding of music theory and jazz theory and how to present that to his students.
In his late teens, Steve Mazikowski
decided to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston, and got more, into theory and composition. I was actually in an arranging composition program. Berklee was great just because it threw me into a situation where, you know, there were 2,000 students, 800 were guitar players. You know, it just kind of gives you, like, for, you know, being from New Orleans and being a little bit kind of out of, in seclusion down here or whatever, you know, just kind of to this university where you're just thrown together with all these students that are kind of basically doing the same thing that you want to do. That was good, and I made a lot of connections with young musicians, you know. I think it was the first time I met David Torkanowski, was at Berklee. Mike Blair was there. Of course, Emily Remley was there. You know, so made a lot of connections with people of similar age and similar interests. And then I remember after a short period at Berklee, it was like, well, what are we going to do now? And then, you know, some of the young musicians were saying, well, let's go to New York and make it. You know, we're going to New York and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, asking me what I want to do. I want to go back to New Orleans. And, you know, it was like, I'm really glad I did that. I'm really glad I didn't stay up there and I came back to New Orleans, because I think New Orleans is one of the best places to be to grow as a young musician and just learn as a young musician. It's not the best place from a business standpoint, but through the next decade or so, I started playing with every conceivable combination of musicians, you know, and I could probably name easier the people I hadn't played with from New Orleans than the people I did play with. And I feel like there's a direct way of learning and there's an indirect way of learning, and I feel like the indirect way of playing with people on stage or, you know, just hanging with cats and learning what they're into and things like that is very, very valuable, and New Orleans kind of provides that atmosphere and environment for young musicians to learn. And to this day, I feel the same way.
New Orleans and Steve Mazankowski have been good for each other. He's made great music for over 30 years with his colleagues in Astro Project, created a superb body of work as a composer, including such latter-day Crescent City anthems as Burgundy and Sidewalk Strut, and continues to lead one of the nation's best jazz studies programs at the University of New Orleans. Here is Steve Mazankowski with a composition of his own devising, one which serves as the title tune for his brand new, highly recommended CD, Things I Like. Thank you. Steve Mazikowski with Things I Like, title tune from his brand new CD, and a very highly recommended one it is. Broadcasting in HD from the University of New Orleans. Your source for NPR News, 89.9 WWNO New Orleans, 90.5 KTLN Thibodaux-Houma, and WWNO.org